Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me for Thursday, April 21st, 2022. This is edition number 157 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We have been working our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism, and we are coming very close to the end of this season, this series through the Shorter Catechism. And I am right now considering what to do for season 5 of the Morning Devotional, so stay tuned. I'll announce that here in the next few days or so. Today we come to question number 101 as we can continue looking at the subject of prayer. But let's pray first, and then we'll take up this matter together. Father, as we look at your word now, as we consider more the subject of prayer using the prayer that your Son gave us, we pray that you would inform us, that you would illumine our minds and our hearts, that you would apply these things to our daily walk with you. We pray that we would be a people of great prayer and that you would teach us to pray. Even as we consider these things, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, Shorter Catechism question 101 asks, what do we pray for in the first petition? Now, a petition is simply a request, something that we ask of God. The answer is, in the first petition, which is, hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Now, first, what we need to consider is the issue of this statement where it says that where the first petition states, hallowed be thy name. Now, I'm just going to use some comments from Johannes Voss in his commentary on the larger catechism as he unpacks the meaning of this word hallowed in the Lord's Prayer. He says it means regarded and treated as holy. For God's name to be hallowed means for all God's revelation of himself to be regarded and treated as holy. God's name does not mean merely the divine names such as God, Lord, Jehovah, etc., but all by which God maketh himself known. This includes his names in the narrow sense, and it also includes his titles, attributes, and ordinances, word, and works. All these constitutes God's revelation of himself, therefore they are to be regarded and treated as holy. And then he asks, whose duty is it to hallow God's name? And just summarizing his answer, it is the duty of all creatures made after the image, made in the image of God, to give glory and honor to the God of heaven. He is holy, he is creator, he is the Almighty, and we are to treat him with reverence and awe. Now, of course, it is the special duty of the redeemed people of God to treat him with great care, with great reverence. And oftentimes, and I have witnessed this with, especially with the advent of social media, the internet, but even in conversation, oftentimes God's people fail to do this. They fail to honor and revere the name of our holy God in many different ways. And Voss touches on this subject when he says, "How do Christian people fail to hallow God's name?" Of course, all Christian people fail to hallow God's name perfectly. Only the saints and angels in heaven can really do that. But many Christian people are habitually or occasionally involved in grossly irreverent failure to hallow God's name. This includes all violations of the first four commandments, especially such sins as profane swearing and cursing, use of minced oaths such as gosh, gee, heck, darn, jeepers, cripes, dickens, profane use of God's attributes, goodness, mercy, gracious, neglect and misuse of God's ordinances, such as family worship, church services, baptism, the Lord's Supper, church discipline, official positions in church and civil government, neglect and misuse of God's word, failure to read and study it, failure to take it seriously, misinterpreting it, using it for a wrong purpose, criticizing or ridiculing it, failure to believe its statements and obey its commands. It also includes misuse of God's works in the realm of nature. And clearly many, indeed all Christian people are involved in at least part of these ways of failing to hallow God's name. And so we need to be very careful about the use of God's name. If we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name, then we ought to be models of those that desire to see God treated with reverence and awe, with as holy, because he is indeed holy. Now, we pray, when we say that, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known. Now, some of that has already been covered in what I've already said, but if we look at Psalm 67, verses 1 through 3, may God be gracious to us and bless us, make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. So one of the things that we are requesting is that God would indeed glorify himself in all ways in which he has manifested himself, revealed himself to his creatures. That is to say, in the sun rising, in the sun setting, the moon, the stars, the change of seasons, the names of God as we read in the scriptures, his attributes, his ordinances, we are to treat with great care and reverence. And we pray that God's people especially would treat God with great reverence and honor, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. Now, we know that he's going to do that. That is something that God is working all of human history to that great end, by which he brings all glory and honor and power to himself. And that is certainly going to happen. But we still pray it nonetheless. And when we read Paul's words at the end of Romans 11, oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. And so as we pray as God's people especially, as we pray and we ask, we state this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We pray that we, as his people, would bring glory and honor to him in all things, that we, in all of our behavior that day, as we set our hands to various things, we pray that others would honor and glorify the God of heaven and bring all glory to himself. After all, as Christians, what we want the most, more than anything else, is that our God be glorified. Even if that means our ruin, even if it means our death, even if it means we are to die as martyrs or persecuted for the sake of Christ, we still want the glory of God above all else. And so we pray to that end, that in the ways in which God has revealed himself, he would bring glory and honor to himself, and in the ways in which we live and behave, we would bring glory to him. So this is a very serious petition. It is not to be entered into lightly, but we pray it nonetheless because as God's redeemed people, we love our God in heaven and we want to see him glorified in the earth and in the heavens. We want to see him glorified by all people. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, please leave me a note. You can contact me by the means that are there before you on the screen. And so until the Friday edition, when we look at Shorter Catechism, question 102. May the Lord bless you today, and may you serve him. God bless.